come to find relative comfort. Notice that the comfort of the body is really only an expression of how internally seated we are. Let internal comfort radiate out. Bringing that combination of relaxation and alertness. And then gently, slowly, begin to attend to the breath. Attending meaning that we're falling into the lap of the breath, diving into life now. A sense of absorption with each and every incoming and outgoing breath. Intimacy with the presence of life as she plays in reciprocity now. Let nothing else consume this moment, enveloped entirely in and as breath. And now as we settle here, as the breath, listen closely. Listen to any internal sound, the whisper of life. Now. And if we allow for the quietude of being to pervade and absorb, we might notice that there is the naturalness of a mantra arising with each breath. On every incoming breath, the sound of so. And every outgoing breath, the mantra hum. In this way, the breath life is in fact affirming that I am. Soham. That I am Shiva, I am existence, I am consciousness, I am bliss. And if we're not able to hear the mantra of its own arising, then internally we gently allow the utterance to arise. With every incoming breath, so. And every outgoing breath, hum. We allow the awareness to be enveloped by nothing other than this breath and mantra. In many ways, an affirmation of the truth. Yet if at any moment this opens up to pure abiding, effortless resting as you are, then we release any gripping of the technique or the mantra. We may find, though, that as we come into intimacy with it, there's no technique at all. It's the very essence, the sound vibration of existence, affirming its truth. A natural whisper of the universe that plays through every breath. So, hum. That I am. even as we might come to move or open the eyes. We stay attentive, absorbed to the ever-present mantra affirmation of existence, soham, that I am. We'll take a 5-minute break.